Not you, Heidi. Last to leave, you halt in the doorway, my firm tone stopping you instantly. Come here. Close the door. Yes, sir. I hear the slight tremble in your voice. You know you are in trouble. Obediently, you shut the door and approach my desk. I watch you carefully, setting my features into grim disapproval as my gaze lingers its way up your body from your white socked calves over your firm thighs to the hem of your short skirt, then following the buttons on your blouse to your breasts, where the outline of your nipples can just be determined. Your bra must be very thin, very sheer. I meet your eyes at last, and you blush and hang your head, clasping your hands behind your back and standing up straight so that your breasts strain against the fabric of your blouse. Do you know why I called you back, Miss Presswood? No, sir. You dart me a quick glance and hang your head again. I only call you Miss Presswood when you're in trouble. I stand up, taking the long wooden ruler from the desktop. My penis is beginning to swell in my trousers, but with your head down, you won't notice it. I move to stand behind you, slightly to one side. You make to turn your head, but I stop the movement by touching the tip of the ruler to your cheek. You flinch slightly. Face the front, Miss Presswood, hands by your sides. I stand very close to you. I can sense you trembling. My penis is straining now, aching. You are a disgrace, Miss Presswood. Your skirt is far too short for modesty. It should come to here. I touch your thigh, an inch above the back of your knee. Instead, it is all the way up here. I run my finger up your soft skin to meet the hem of your skirt. My finger is about 2 inches from the junction of your thighs. I move it a little higher. I can feel your heat. I leave it there and say, "What have you to say about that?"
"Oh, sir," you gasp. "I'm very sorry, sir. It was all I had to wear today."
"Was it, Miss Presswood?"
I move my finger up and down, just a little, so it brushes your underwear. Very smooth. Damn. You give a little whimper.
I remove my hand and take an audible breath through my nose. "Were all your other skirts dirty, Miss Presswood?"
"Yes, sir," you whisper.
"Then you must be a very dirty girl, Miss Presswood. Are you?"
"No, sir. I mean, yes, sir." Flustered, you blush again.
"Let me be clear, Miss Presswood. Today you are dressed in a skirt that is far too short for decency and a blouse that is at least a size too small. I detect lipstick and rouge and, if I am not mistaken, perfume." I lean very close to your silky dark hair and take it in my fingers. Smell. Perfumed shampoo and also perfume on your skin. Still holding your hair, I put my nose to the nape of your neck. "Frankly, Miss Presswood, you look and smell like a common prostitute. Is that what you wanted?"
"No, sir."
Your whisper now is barely perceptible. "Do you know what prostitutes do, Miss Presswood?" The merest shake of your head.
I'm holding your hair quite firmly in my fist now. I use it to turn you round and hold your head up to look at me. Then it is time you learnt, so there will not be a repetition of this disgraceful exhibition. On your knees. You look uncomprehending, but I twist your hair and exert enough force to set you on your way to kneeling. Unbalancing on your way down, you clutch my thighs for support. I let the ruler fall to the floor with a clatter that makes you start. But when I release your hair and unfasten my trousers, your look turns from surprise to outright shock. You seem frozen, petrified, like a rabbit in headlights. Prostitutes, Miss Presswood, perform fellatio, amongst other things, or, in their parlance, suck cock. You, Miss Presswood, are going to suck my penis, like a cock-hungry little slut. And once you have learnt to perform that task to my satisfaction, we shall turn to the rest of your punishment. Listen carefully. You will take down my shorts and use your mouth and tongue on my penis and testicles. You may kiss and lick it first, but quite quickly you will take the tip in your mouth and suck. And while you are doing this, you will moan with pleasure. I like my whores to sound appreciative. Do you understand? You nod. I slap your face. Not very hard. Yes, sir, you mumble, not taking your eyes from the bulge of my throbbing penis trapped within my cotton shorts. Good girl. These words, a quick smile flashes across your face, and the welling tears subside. Be a good girl, Heidi, and suck me. Yes, sir. You reach for the band of my shorts. As you start to pull them down, I put my hands over yours and stop you. You look uncomprehending, almost fearful, as if you've done something wrong. Beg, Heidi, I say. Beg for my big penis, like the cock-hungry little slut you are. You beg. Please, sir, oh, please, sir, please let me suck your cock. You nuzzle it through the fabric. Please, sir, please, I need to suck your cock, sir. Please, like the little slut I am, I want it. You kiss it through the cotton. I need my mouth filled with hard cock, sir. I release your hands and you tear down my shorts. My penis is free and rampant. You clasp it in both hands and moan. Then you look straight up at me. Please, sir, you say, very calmly and seriously. Please, may I suck this magnificent penis? I promise to be such a good girl. I nod. And you suck. You make little whimpers of satisfaction when I begin to thrust and shift your hands to my backside, grasping and clawing as I begin to fuck your face in earnest. When I come, it feels like a fountain erupting from my balls. You drink it all and don't stop licking until my penis is clean. Thank you, sir, you say. I hope I have been a good girl. Yes, Heidi, I say. A very good girl. I tug you to your feet by the hair, but quite gently, and smile indulgently at you as you beam up at me. I slide my hand under your dress, onto your rump. You freeze. What's this? I say, feeling the warmth of your firm, round buttock. Are you wearing a thong, Miss Presswood? Yes, sir. Then you must bend over the desk, Miss Presswood, and prepare to be punished. You bend, pressing your upper body against the polished mahogany. I take down your skirt and thong in one smooth action, revealing your plump little arse and smooth-shaven cunt. My penis is sticking straight out again, and it twitches at the sight. I put the head against the lips of your wet cunt. This will be a most severe punishment, Miss Presswood. I thrust my penis straight into you, all the way. You're hot and tight and wet. I tell you so, leaning forward to whisper in your ear. You have a very tight little cunt, Miss Presswood. Such a pretty little cunt. I withdraw and then slam into you again. So very tight and wet. And you moan as I fuck you with long, brutal strokes. Are you sorry, Miss Presswood? I gasp as I fill you with my full length again. You just whimper and nod your head as best you can. I press my hard stomach against your taut, round, young arse, reach underneath you and tear open your blouse, scoop your breasts from your skimpy bra and fondle them. As I brush the nipples, you come explosively, your cunt tightening on my hard penis, and you shriek. And as you subside, I pull out, still erect. You moan and beg, but cry out with alarm as I return, this time to your anus.
No, sir, please fuck me in my cunt, sir.
Your pleas are cut short, turn into a little scream as I force into you. I put my hands on your wrist, holding you down. You squirm beneath me on the desk, grinding your arse against me. Three strokes is all it takes, and I come again. Once I've recovered, I withdraw, and you kneel and clean me with your mouth and tongue. I feel my penis stiffen again, and I allow you to suck me to a third orgasm.
That will do for today, I think, Heidi, I say, after your tongue has removed the last traces of semen for the third time. But understand that I shall be keeping a very close eye on you, and I will not hesitate to punish any further infractions even more severely.
Thank you, sir, you say. Thank you for teaching me to be a good girl again. I watch as you dress and leave, holding the door for you. A girl in the corridor outside catches my notice.
Mr. Ruffia, a word with you, please.